About 26 million people have already voted in 34 states. In fact, even more of them, we understand, are voting today all across the country. Of course, those votes won't get counted until Tuesday, the actual election day. But the polls, and there are lots of those out there, show President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney in a pretty tight race. Will it all come down to those critical, critical swing states? Joining us to talk about it, Charlie Mattesian, national politics editor for Politico. Thanks for being with us, Charlie.
Hi, Rosemary.
So Friday's Real Clear Politics state polling averages show Mr. Obama and Romney within 2 percentage points of each other in the 6 swing states. First off, what is your take on the accuracy, the run-up of this particular poll, the Real Clear Politics state poll?
Well, Real Clear Politics polling average has been very reliable in the past because it's not an individual poll. It's an average of a number of different polls that have been taken in that state. So it's a pretty good indicator of what a nail-biter this is, not only nationally, but in the key swing states that are going to decide the presidency.
And let's start with Battleground Virginia, since that's so close to home here, WTOP. The battle said to be within a point in Virginia?
Yeah, it's amazing. It is the closest. If you look at the Real Clear Politics polling average, it's the closest of all the swing states. Of every state that's considered a battleground right now, there's none that's closer to than Virginia. And in Virginia, Mitt Romney has a 0.3 lead, according to an average of all the polls. So it is among the hottest races, the single hottest state.
Well, now, when you say a 0.3 lead, it's still, I understand a lead is a lead, but still with all these numbers, aren't we within the poll's margin of error, plus minus?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I mean, with the polls, you're not guaranteed to be on the money. Polls have been wrong in the past, and by a wide margin oftentimes. But when you see a number of different pollsters all coming up with the same result, it gives you a pretty good indication of how tight things really are.
Let's talk about Colorado and Florida. Where are they, according to the Real Clear Politics state poll?
They're both pretty close, too. Colorado's about 1.0 difference. That's 1 percentage point. Florida is a state that Republicans feel pretty good about because that's a place where Republicans have, by swing state standards, a pretty big edge, although there have been some recent polls that show that edge closing. So, again, that's another one that's probably within the margin of error, although if you had to say one way or another, it probably looks a little bit better for Republicans right now.
And we just learned, I was reading just a second ago, that there are very long lines right now in parts of Florida today. It's the last day of early voting down there in the Sunshine State. The Iowa, New Hampshire, and of course, very big deal, Ohio. What's the spread like there?
All very close. Again, the only one of the swing states that's not close, you could say, would be probably North Carolina. That does seem to be spiraling away from the Obama camp right now. Ohio, on the other hand, probably looks better for the Obama camp, but everything in between is really, really tight.
Okay, and New Hampshire?
New Hampshire is probably, I think if you had to say, a leaning Obama state right now. He's got an edge of a couple points in the most recent polls there, and I think if you had to say, if you pin down the operatives on both sides, which way it's going to go, I think the consensus would be that that will fall to President Obama.
And I understand the battleground state with the biggest gap is Wisconsin, and who does that go to?
That's pretty amazing because it tightened, and then all of a sudden in the last week or so, you've seen a bunch of polls with a larger edge. Republicans are very bullish on Wisconsin because the RNC chairman is from Wisconsin and because of the big Scott Walker recall. But from every indication and from some polls that have been very accurate in the past year on the recall, the president has about a 5-point edge there.
Charlie, I don't want to hang all this around your neck, but I know some folks who weary of hearing about the battleground states, this handful of battleground states, almost as if everybody else doesn't count.
Well, they have good cause to be weary of it, and it is, it's overwhelming. I mean, you can see it in the ads even in our market. Even if you're in Maryland or D.C. where the race isn't close, you still see the bleed through on D.C. TV because it's trying to reach Northern Virginia. But in the end, it just reflects the reality of our presidential elections now that we're such a closely divided nation. It's not really a national election so much as it is an election for 9 states. And in those 9 states, people are just being overwhelmed. There's just an avalanche of ads.
I guess some of us can be happy we don't live in those 9 states. You could look at it that way. I can only imagine the robocalls there. Thanks so much for your insight, as always, Charlie.
Thanks, Rosemary.
Charlie Mattesian, national politics editor for Politico, talking about those very, very critical battleground states.